Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
There was something that I noticed this morning. So we'll sit in the studio, and oftentimes Ballsy and I will sit across from each other, and every now and then I'll notice certain quirks. Certain things Ballsy has. Now, I don't know who gave you gum this morning, but that was a bad idea.
Bought it myself. I like chewing gum.
You chew gum like a robot with artificial intelligence learning it as a skill. It's just a weird thing to watch.
And why do you have to film it?
But no, because it's funny. And I put it on our Facebook
page.
Such
a millennial. Everything's got to be on camera. Everything's got to be for everybody
else.
It was
funny. It's funny to watch you chew gum.
I'm stressed out, so I was chewing gum.
And you chew it very stressed-like.
Everybody around me hates
how I
chew
gum. I can see your temples just flare every time you compress the gum.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You're very intense about it.
Yeah, everybody hates the way I chew gum. They do.
But it's also like you chew it. It looks like you chew it with your with just your front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're barely hanging on to it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It
looks like... How often does your gum fall out? Like, just...
Never falls out. You got a strong mouth. That's how you get the flavor out of it. Try it. You get more flavor that way.
By chewing it. You don't need to chew it in a special way.
Yeah, you just chew in the front.
But anyway, it is the most awkward thing watching.
Yeah, thanks for filming it. Yeah, it's 10 seconds of your life you'll never get back.
You want me to embarrass myself? So last night, I'm snoring. I'm snoring again. And it's probably got a couple little, to do with a couple of LBs being packed on. But I am really snoring badly. So last night, I get an elbow at about, because I go to bed super early. So I get an elbow at like 9:30. All right. Am I snoring? Yeah, you're snoring. Okay. All right. So you roll over, right?
Yeah.
Get an elbow at like 10 o'clock. Am I still snoring? Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't roll over anymore. What do you want me to do? And then I get another elbow. And continually through the night, and I just go, and I finally said, "Kay, I'm going to sleep downstairs." "No, you can't go sleep downstairs," because she doesn't want to sleep in the bed alone. But I'm just like, I don't know what you want me to do.
That's what I was going to say. And no disrespect to Callie, this is a general statement. Doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl. If that person is in bed first and they are snoring, then let them snore and go somewhere else. Do you think elbowing them? Like, I'm sleeping. I am tired.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help. I'm already sleeping. You're not sleeping. So if I'm already invested in that sleep, you go sleep somewhere else. Don't elbow me.
It doesn't get played that way, though.
I know it doesn't, but that's how it should get played.
Yeah.
But
if she snores, I don't elbow her. I don't ever wake her up.
I'll tell you what. You want her to appreciate you a little more?
Yeah.
You have her have me come over, and I'll chew gum in your bed.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So this week, we're going to be giving away a really cool prize package. It's called Mom's Rockstar Treatment, presented by Eastside Mario's. So your mom, or you can enter for her or whatever at thewolfrocks.com, and she could win a night out on the town, including dinner for four at Eastside Mario's, and four tickets to go see John Cougar Fogerty.
Oh, yeah, John Cougar I love all his hits.
John Cougar did I get that wrong?
And John Cougar Fogerty said that he is still down with Woodstock if they go ahead with it. He doesn't
really
know what's going on.
John Cougar Fogerty says that?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I got that wrong. I mean, Elton John Fogerty.
I can't wait for his movie to come out at the end of May here.
Should be fun.
Rocket Man, John Fogerty.
Elton John Fogerty.
Elton John Fogerty.
Say it right.
Awesome. He plays a piano, eh? I didn't know Elton John Fogerty played piano.
Oh, we kid. Of course, it's John Fogerty, man. The center field guy, right?
John Cougar Fogerty. Get it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know who John Fogerty is. Anyway, she could be hearing this classic live and loud coming up. When is that show, by the way?
I don't know. Check with Elton John Fogerty's tour dates.
May 12th. So, of course, Mom wants to go see John Fogerty, and we'd love to send her with Mom's Rockstar Treatment presented by Eastside Mario's. Again, she can enter at thewolfrocks.com. John Cougar Fogerty. I sense a cover band.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's time for the Gospel According to Ballsy.
Well, fighting on social media rarely makes you look good or feel good for that matter. So when you're about to get into a Facebook fight, maybe here's some rules to consider. First, how about you determine your motivation? Stop and ask yourself, why the hell am I commenting? Because once you think it through, you might realize it's not worth it. And are you really going to convince anyone? Keep it light and clever, and don't just spew hate. If you put pressure on yourself to be witty or funny, it gives you an extra minute to stop and consider why you're commenting in the first place, which can be a good thing. I always say it to yourself slowly out loud, and if it doesn't sound good, then don't hit send. Remember to value your time and energy. Have you ever posted a nasty comment, then kept thinking about it all day? Usually, you end up putting more energy into it than the other person. So again, think about whether it's really worth it or not. And Chad and I deal with this all the time with the Twitter and Facebook trolls. And be okay with not always having the last word. That's something I gotta work on. If you have to say something, say it, then move on. Touch it once. The most annoying Facebook fights are the ones that won't end because both people want to get a final jab in.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I was going through some of my old photos, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah, I saw.
And I found some beauties of you and I with that fake Michael Jackson guy in Cuba.
You thought he was real. You thought he was real at the start.
I did.
Did you see the picture? Like, I don't want to get anywhere near the guy.
And I'm like right
cuddled right
there.
Up to him. It's like,
but that's where Miguel Spicy Wiener came from, was that?
Yeah, I was really drunk. Hey, now, who would have guessed a 33-year-old guy who was desperate to keep living with his mom might have maturity issues, but there's a guy named Thomas Wells from Pittsburgh. Yeah. He'd been living with his mom last year, and she finally kicked him out in September after he wouldn't stop drinking and smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
So he was so upset at his mom for getting the boot that he grabbed his grandparents' ashes and flushed them down the toilet.
Oh, no.
Like, what an idiot.
Oh, no.
So it got me to thinking.
Oh, no.
And we like your input at 936-WOLF, and I'm not even sure our phones work anymore because nobody ever calls us anymore. 936-WOLF, 936-9653, the number to also text. Let us know. Can you tell us what your worst fit of rage that you regretted was? Because I'm sure this guy later is going to regret flushing his grandparents' ashes in the toilet, in the sewer system.
A 33-year-old guy who sits at home and drinks and smokes weed all day doesn't seem like the kind of man that lives with regret.
Well, maybe he doesn't, but what's one thing you did that maybe you regret? I know there was this announcer once here in the back, this announcer guy, and so he was trying to print something off.
Oh, I remember
in the
this
back,
guy.
Yeah, and he got really mad, and he drop kicked the printer off the desk onto the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah, you do. Remember?
Do I know him very well?
You know him very, very, very intimately. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Alan B says, not gonna lie, you both seem like snap shows to me. I think you and I are both intense people. I wouldn't call us snap shows, but we're intense.
Well, I would think if they were to vote, I'd probably be the candidate for a snap show because you're more laid back, at least
no,
on the radio.
No, but I am the snap show.
I know.
Out of the two of us?
I know.
I generally
are.
Here's an example. So I was, this was a few years ago, and I was replacing the tap, our kitchen tap. And, you know, I went and bought a real nice one. It was real good. Got
like
home.
$200?
Yeah, well, you know, $150, something like that. So I'm putting it in. Everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to be fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just wouldn't fit. It something just wasn't clicking right.
The thread wasn't going in.
So I get the hammer and I decide to give it a little tappity tap tap
ding,
tap.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah? That should
just,
do it.
Just
that should
little, do it. Just a little tapperoo on top.
Ding, 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 ding.
Doesn't work. Well, you know, I got to tap it a little harder. Give it a good tap. You know, it's not working. Well, now I'm getting a little angry because I've been working on this for a while
you're
now.
You're sweating a little bit.
Yeah, and I get hungry.
Yeah, you get hungry and you're sweating. And the ball game's on.
So I give it a couple of good, real, hard whacks.
Huh?
Now, at this point, Callie is joining me in the kitchen.
And she's now probably critiquing what you're doing wrong.
Right, and then now I'm done. Mm-hmm. So everything turns black. I awaken. The tap is totally demolished.
You destroyed it.
Destroyed.
Like from banging it?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what?
Did you take it back?
Of course. I took it back and
I went to the store
and I, oh man, this did, you know, it came in the box and it just didn't look right from the beginning. And I got to tell you, I think you guys need to care more when it comes to shipping.
I'm disappointed.
And they go, you're right, sir. Here's a new one. And I took it home and I go, you know what? Wait, no, I didn't take it home because I said, actually, I don't think I like that one.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
When I was off there the last time, I was with my son in Edmonton. He's doing his first recruiting trip to Alberta. His first one. I went to Alberta Golden Bears. And so part of it, obviously, student athlete, the student part's the most important. We went and checked out the schools and stuff. And he's got a really good average, but he doesn't know exactly what he wants to do. Mm. So we met with the faculty of business just because that's kind of when you're getting introduced to schools, you kind of go to the faculty of business or something like that.
Yeah, you got arts and crafts.
Yeah, arts and crafts. Yeah. So anyway, she, very nice lady, but she says, you know, here at Alberta, we don't, it's not a primary of entry area of study. Like you have to take some classes and then apply to get into the school of business. So it's almost like, you got to spend money for 1 year.
Jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Yeah.
Well, you spend money for 1 year and then we'll decide to get you in.
This is garbage.
And I'm just like, come on. It's
when are you going to realize, and when are others going to realize, that post-secondary school is a total and complete waste of money?
I don't think it's a total and complete waste of money.
I think it is.
But I think a good chunk of it is. Like, for instance, that. The 1 year, you got to prove, and then you apply and see if you get in. No. I'm paying my money. Get me in.
Let's keep in mind, I don't want my, surgeon to have a diploma on his wall that says he attended a six-month course. I'm good at this now. Let's get that heart open.
I think you're right, though. There are certain courses that you don't really need to go for. Like, for instance, radio. Like, I'll give you an example. I went to Mount Royal College in Calgary.
And how long was that course?
Well, it was 2 years, but you had to go to Calgary and write these exams, these entrance exams. Remember, we had to go up in April before the fall. Yeah. And then they choose if you come. So you had the expense to go up there. I'm in a room with 200 people writing exams and stuff over 2 days. I'm thinking, I remember driving back to Regina. I'm just sweating with my dad going, I'm not going to get in. That's what I always wanted to do. Well, when I finally got in, I'm in class for 2 weeks and I realize they just took the 50 people with money. The first 50 people with money.
Yeah. I went to Western Academy of Broadcasting, or Western Academy of Bingo Callers is what we call it.
Yeah.
And it was a 6-month course. Bada boom, bada bing, in, out, gone. They took my money, of course. I don't think I wrote any sort of entrance, anything. I'm pretty sure they're like, okay, time to find your requirements. Can I have your hand? They put their fingers to your wrist and they go,
you're in.
Yeah.
Your pulse is good.
Sounds good. Let's do this.
So can you talk? Do you have a mouth?
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah. All right. Let's try and figure this whole thing out. Oh, by the way, if that check bounces, you're gone.
Yeah, but other than
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
No name on this text, but I'm assuming it's Brenda, and she probably wants to talk to my manager. She says, I can't believe you would say post-secondary education is a waste of time. That's just socially irresponsible, Chad. Call it what you will. I think it is. Yeah. Drew says, I spent hundreds of thousands on education in the U.S. to come home and work as equals with people right out of high school. Most expensive party I've ever been to.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, they're saying, though, these are the careers that parents want their kids to have the most. Career in engineering, number one.
Yeah.
Coding, number two.
Yeah, nowadays.
Finance, three. Healthcare, four. Yeah. And IT guy, five.
Right.
And then the careers they don't want you to have. Sales, one. Retail, two. Transportation or logistics, three. Mm-hmm. HR, four, which wouldn't be a great job. You know, and then number five, broadcasting.
Yeah, no, broadcasting. Don't get into it. So,
or journalism and publishing.
Yeah. You and I are in different areas with our kids because yours are older and they're seriously thinking about school. Mine's, young. Layla's 10 and she's in that dream phase still. So I asked her, I said, what do you want to do? And she said, I want to work at a pet store. And I go, oh, that's sweet. But then part of me starts to worry. Part of me's like, yeah, okay, I want you to work at a pet store too, but what? I was like, why don't you own a pet store? Is what
but
I
you got to do what you love. You got to do what you love. We joke about this job. Like, I joke about it. But, I mean, we get to come in. We get to we work as a business inside of a business.
Yeah.
So we only work with each other. We meet cool people like Laura Vandervoort coming up after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, we get to meet cool people every day. We get to go to concerts and stuff. So, yeah, it's good. But you got to like my son. He wanted to be an engineer because he's got, like, a average into the 90s.
Yeah.
But then he comes home and he goes, Dad, I don't like math. I said, well, then don't be an engineer. Do something you like.
I think you and I can both agree that when we looked at our high school averages, mm-hmm. we didn't have a lot of options.
I did.
Really?
Yes, I was a 90s student. Well, God, how dare you
stereotype? Why are you doing what you're doing now? I mean, at least I was dumb. What's your excuse?
Well, lazy.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Coming up in just a few minutes, honestly, a guest we didn't really know a lot about, Laura Vandervoort. She will be here this weekend, part of the Saskatchewan Entertainment Expo. She was in the show V. She was also Kara
Supergirl.
Kent in Smallville. Yes, she was in Supergirl. She was in the show Ted, like with the you know, the Baron Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
She played Mark Wahlberg's co-worker at the car rental.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's her. And actually, she was she's as Canadian as it gets because she was in Road to Avonlea. And Are You Afraid of the Dark? And those are both like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? I grew up on, so.
Road to Avonlea, she kept the CBC afloat.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hi, it's Laura Vandervoort calling to chat with Chad and Ballsy.
Yes, absolutely. How are you?
I'm good. I was hoping I was going to say that right. It's Ballsy, right?
Yeah, I love that when they hear that nickname. They're like, Ballsy?
This can't be right.
What kind of parents put that name on a birth certificate? My God. Yeah. Yeah, last name Ball, it's Ballsy. Hey, we're doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Staying warm?
Yeah, actually, the snow's gone away here now. You're a good Canadian kid. You understand the cold.
Yeah, I do. I was just in Calgary, and there was a blizzard.
They had that fan expo this weekend, right?
Yes, yeah. It was fantastic. It was a great crowd.
So when you go to these expos and things, do you kind of get to know all of the other celebrities there?
Yeah, you start to see some of the same celebrities that are attending the conventions and get to know them a little bit, or you see actors that you've worked with prior on other shows. So it's a bit of a reunion for everyone in the green room.
Yeah.
How do I put this, Laura? You look good in front of the camera.
You're very photogenic. You're
very photogenic. And that's our way of saying you're very photogenic. That's what we'll say, okay? So,
thank you.
And I imagine when you go to these things, you have to sign a lot of autographs and take a lot of pictures. Well, Chad and Ballsy here, we did our radio photo shoot, which we absolutely hate. And we saw our pictures, and I'm going to tell you something. I look terrible.
Yeah.
I've never looked good.
Oh.
So can you give Chad and Ballsy some tips on how to look good in a selfie or for a picture? Because it's not working for me. Do you got some tips, Laura?
The thing I do the most is I try to tickle the fan that I'm taking the photo with to get them to genuinely smile, which makes me genuinely smile, so it's sincere. Or you think of something funny.
I might tickle Chad. Yeah. That's a good tip there.
I'm serious. Laura, in our picture, Laura Vandervoort joining us, we look like like Shrek and Donkey came to life, and then they just took our picture. Like it's really bad. No, it's bad, Laura. It's bad.
Basically, what she was saying, Chad, is she has no tips. She's better looking than us. Deal with it.
That's fair enough. I am in 100% agreement.
You do your own like stunts. Like you have you got a black belt in martial arts. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
There's a few. So I got my second degree black belt when I was 19. Oh. And that's come in handy for a lot of the sci-fi roles that I have because there are fight sequences that I like to do. I'd say the worst, there's been a few, like I said. One, I split my eyebrow open during a fight scene on Bitten. My head was smashed into a wood table.
Oh, man.
So that was a big goose egg.
Yeah.
On Jigsaw, which is a horror movie that I did, I guess it was 2 years ago now, I cut my wrist open during a
movie like Jigsaw, that doesn't come as a big shock. There are a lot of sharp things around during filming, yes?
Well, and the complicated thing was my character already had fake blood running down both of my arms, so I knew something had happened, but we couldn't tell the real blood from the fake blood until we used alcohol to remove the makeup, which did not feel great on the open wound.
Oh, Jesus. But did you use it as inspiration for your character, Laura?
No.
Well, okay.
I was the paramedic did give me a Superman Band-Aid, which made me feel better.
Yeah, that's just special. So when you do these fan expos, Laura Van Voort, I would guess for the most part, everybody's very nice. But have you had any confrontational people?
There are some people that genuinely think that you are the character that they watch on television, and that becomes awkward when they try to have a conversation with you. And there are some people that don't perhaps get the social cues of, you know, it's time to leave now.
Yeah.
They just sort of hang out. You know, I'm an actor that likes to get out from around my table and stand and talk to people, and they don't generally like that at the conventions because, you know, they can't really control people just grabbing you. But I really trust the fans, and I think they're awesome. Just hand sanitizer after shaking hands for myself.
Yeah, I hear you. I do
well,
that.
Well, and
too.
You have a black belt, so if they got a little unruly, you could put them through the table, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Laura, we look forward to this weekend's goings on around Regina. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thanks for taking a little bit of time and joining us this morning.
You got it. Yeah, looking forward to meeting everyone this weekend.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Ooh. The morning's going along at a good clip here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
It's Chad and Ballsy, 104.9 The Wolf. Welcome to Wednesday.
We spend a lot of time on our couch, so it makes sense that we have an in-depth study about couches. Okay?
Yeah, anyway, you and I know a lot about couches. Well, I probably know more than you do.
They asked 2,000 Americans this. They found the average sofa is 6 years old. Would yours be 6 years old?
The one upstairs is older than that. The one downstairs is newer than that, but it fell apart. It was a garbage couch. Anyway.
That's been napped on average 36 times, which is really low.
It's low for morning guys.
Jeez, I sleep on it now at
morning,
night.
Yeah, and morning people, I mean, we sleep a lot. We nap a lot.
Yeah. Cried on it 17 times. Oh my God, lots of times. Lots of times.
Softly sobbing.
If you've had sex with me on the couch, you've cried every time. been through 21 sick days on the couch.
You got to watch A Price is Right.
And you've got, by the way, coming up on its 9,000th episode. Can you believe that? And I've gone through 32.
Not working, give up.
gone through 32 extended hangouts with friends or family. The one thing I remember about my couch, my son, my little 5-year-old son, who, by the way, is 18 now or 17, lays on and watches Netflix. I remember handing the football off to him in his little LT jersey.
Right.
And he pretended he's on the 1-yard line and dove over the couch while watching a Chargers game. That's what I remember about our couch. And they say on average you have $1.55 of loose change or whatever in your couch.
Yeah.
In your couch.
Nobody has change anymore, so that might be lower now.
So the question I want to ask is, what have you found in your couch?
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to
I want people to text and call us. Is anybody?
I know.
Nobody's anyway.
Calling us today.
Yeah, call us.
We're getting texts, which is nice.
We're getting texts, but call us. 936-WOLF. What have you found in your couch?
I have pets.
Oh.
So... I've found horrible things in our couch, like new pets. Hey, guess what, kids? We've got a gerbil. Sweet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I got this text, and I referred to the beaches as Canada's sweethearts.
Right.
It says, hey, Chad, just wanted to let you know that any rock band, male or female, probably doesn't want to be called sweethearts. They're effing rock stars and deserve the title. Thank you very much.
I'm going to disagree with your statement about the beaches. It's Toronto. Toronto or Canada's sweethearts. The band Toronto.
Gotcha. I'm picking it up now because mama don't know.
Which dad is going to do that.
That's right. Anyway, New Jersey sweethearts, Bon Jovi.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I need to correct myself. I referred to Toronto's song, Your Mama Don't Know, which your daddy's... Yeah. It's Your Daddy Don't Know, which your mama's
going to. Your daddy doesn't know because your mama's a sweetheart. She's out in the town. And don't forget, that's a Canadian classic right there.
I know it is.
That blazed the trail for a lot of people.
I know it did. Let's talk couches and the crazy things we find in them. And there are some gross answers coming in on the text line. This one is an interesting one. I found women's underwear in my couch. Which would seem normal, except I lived alone. The couch was only a year old, had never had anyone over to my place, and no parties. So who stuffed underwear in the crack of my couch? That is a good question, and we should get somebody on it. Somebody should be looking that over
for
you.
That is nasty.
This is another good one from Brandon. He says, found a $50 and $20 bill that was in my couch after I bought it off a friend. Hey, it's paying for itself, Brandon.
Yeah.
Good work. And this one, drunk buddy sniped my K-fry and hit the bones under the couch cushion.
Oh, that is gross. My name's Laura. Guys, yeah. I work at a dental clinic, and I found a wallet in an office couch with $300 in it.
Ooh, what do you do, though? You got to return that. It's a client.
I know. Jeff, I bought a couch at a garage sale. Inside, I found a lottery ticket. That $50 couch turned out to be worth $950. Because I got money. Because he had
a nice bingo.
He won a grand, he says, so he paid $50,
$950.
Sure. And Rebecca, I lost my wedding ring and couldn't find it anywhere. 3 months later, vacuuming out the couch, I found my wedding ring. See?
Wow.
Wow.
So if a guy, I don't know. With the wedding ring thing, it sounds like it wasn't that urgent. You know?
But she didn't say how long she'd been married.
Yeah, she's like, I lost my wedding ring.
She did the old,
two months later, she's like, her husband's like, oh, I found your wedding ring. She goes, oh, crap.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I want to say hi to Tamara. She works at Extreme Pita.
Hi, Tamara.
She listens to us.
Oh,
she
said,
Wolf's the only thing she listens to. She loves her Chad and Ballsy in the morning. Mm. She made my pita yesterday. Hi,
really?
Tamara.
Hmm. Yeah. What'd you get on it? What kind of pita was it?
I had a chicken Caesar one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I like the, what do I go with?
You ever get their pita pizzas? Oh, they're awesome.
They're good, too.
Yeah, they're good, Anyway.
Hey, the music survey is available for you at thewolfrocks.com. You can do it right now. You can also do it on the Wolf app, which is nice. You can take it wherever you go. What you do is you cycle through some songs, and you let us know whether you like it or you hate it, what's going on there.
Takes about a couple hours, probably an hour and a half, and it's $1,000 on the line. You can win $1,000.
Courtesy of Leon's Furniture Regina. So a little trend we have here, little thing we do is I play three songs and Ballsy rates them.
Now, this isn't exactly the survey.
We're just giving
you an example.
These songs wouldn't be on the survey.
So picture yourself on the toilet and your gitch is around your ankles.
Sure.
And you're doing the survey on your phone.
Yeah, if you like.
Make sure you wipe that damn phone off.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you can do this. So tell me, Ballsy, what do you think of this?
Oh, yeah.
It's classic.
This is a thought. Two toilet paper rolls up.
Yeah, put a soother in your mouth. Get out those glow sticks. Let's party.
I love this song.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, the words, songbirds of a generation.
They really were. Underrated, you know?
Yeah.
And I like to think he's saying, I'm blue, if I was green, I would die. But I don't think that's what he's saying. I think it's, I'm blue, double die.
Is that blue, if I'm green, I'd die?
Yeah, but
that's a bomber song. I'm blue, if I'm green, I would die.
I don't think that's what they're saying.
Okay.
So moving on.
Oh, my God. This is a classic. I love the... What's her name? She's Swedish. Oh, she was hot. That Jordan Everly gap in her tooth is great, too.
So you're giving Roxette a thumbs up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You wouldn't?
No, I mean...
The guitarist was dreamy, too. That's a two-person band.
Yeah.
That is a two-person band.
Yeah, they were like...
They don't get enough credit.
That's from Pretty Woman, too.
They sound huge.
I think of Richard Gere.
Richard
Gere. And then I think of that poor gerbil. what about this one?
Oh, that's that Rebecca Black. Is that who sings that? I have all her hits.
Me too. I've actually got her whole collection.
Yeah.
It's hard to fit into a cabinet, but once you figure it out.
I'll tell you this.
Hold on. These lyrical genius here. Partying.
You know what's sad about
Hold on. Fun. Okay.
So you know what's sad about that?
Yeah.
What's sad about our pathetic world?
Sad thing
about our pathetic world is first song maybe, second song for sure. That third song, which I definitely would give a thumbs down to, she made more money off of that than I will ever hope to make in my life.
I know. So she'll be like, thumbs down. I don't care. Whatever.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.